We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. It's been revealed that one in five public school students did not turn up to class on Monday because they were sick, self-isolating, or simply told they must learn from home due to the fact that there were not enough teachers to cover classes. Attendance rates dropped from 86% of public school students not going to class in mid-March to 81% on Monday, while in some schools, students are spending the day watching movies due to lack of teachers. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A major legal win for Scott Morrison on the eve of the federal election has guaranteed his captain's pick candidates in key New South Wales seats as the coalition now seeks to urgently make up lost ground in the campaign. The New South Wales Court of Appeal found it was beyond its power to rule on the validity of the endorsement of three senior Liberal MPs by a state panel of selectors that include the Prime Minister. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
National Parks and Wildlife engineers insist the Blue Mountains walking trail that collapsed in an almighty landslide, killing a father and son and leaving two family members fighting for life, was inspected and given the all clear. Officials had passed the popular Wentworth Pass loop track as safe for bushwalkers in a routine assessment several days before the avalanche crushed a 49-year-old British man and his 9-year-old son. And the ARL Commission has given the New South Wales Rugby League 3 days to rectify its ill-fated boardroom elections or have its funding cut. The Daily Telegraph can reveal ARLC Chair Peter Volandi sent an explosive letter to New South Wales lawyer Darren Kane late on Tuesday, outlining the steps that needed to be taken to save the state's funding. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.